Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Papa was a little bit stoned, brother. But anyway, we're live in the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And joining us right now is Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports, a true big boy toy store. And welcome to the show, Merle.
Oh, thanks.
Glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, and in terms of fathers, I mean, I can't think of a father I know that wouldn't love getting a present from Allen Bob's, because that's the draw. It's not only just for dads anymore, because now you've merged with this tack shop. So I know a lot of women go in there because women are horse freaks, and you got tons of stuff for horse freaks.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you want, you know, the standard stuff that they're buying for their dad, like knives and cologne and, you know, different things like that, we've got those.
Really?
You know, but if you really want to go out there, you can buy him a brand new fishing kayak, or you can get him a new PCP air gun that
I know
he doesn't have one of those.
Right. Let's hit that fishing kayak, because
I thought you were going to hit the cologne.
Right. You got that from Vic's Secret last week, right. If you were listening. We spent way too much time on Bob's cologne from Victoria's Secret.
Come on. But, very sexy.
But I'm glad you saw the error in your ways, and you got some man gifts in here now. So let's talk about these fishing kayaks, Merle. Tell us about them, would you?
Yeah, we carry the Old Town Topwater and Predator models. So the Topwater is a pedal drive kayak. It's 10.5 feet long, so it's made for that guy that gets home from work and he can take the thing and put it in the back of his pickup truck. It's got a flat back on it. Put it to the back, put one strap in there, and go.
So wow.
It's on the go guy that wants to go fishing after work, and then they're easy. They're light enough. It's one of the lightest fishing kayaks out there. It's a tunnel hull design. It's real stable, so you can actually stand up and fish in this kayak.
Really?
It's got a high seat.
What's a tunnel hull?
A tunnel hull is, it basically pontoons on the edges.
Oh.
But you don't really notice it's a tunnel hull.
Oh.
It's got, you know, it's a tunnel in the middle. So it's real stable. So
kind of got like a bubble out area on each side. Like a Soviet helicopter.
Like pontoons.
Yeah, like pontoons.
Right.
Like pontoons, but
yeah.
You don't notice it.
Right.
I mean, it looks like a standard kayak, but it's raised in the middle.
More noticeable under the water than anything.
Yeah, if you
right,
flip
exactly.
it upside down, you'll see the tunnel in there.
Right.
So how wide is this thing? When you say you can stand in it, I'm picturing it being a little bit wider then, so it's a little more stable.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know the exact dimensions, but you'll notice it's quite a bit wider than your standard kayaks.
Okay.
Probably another foot.
Oh, okay.
I would say than a standard kayak. So, and the way that hull is designed, it makes it so stable where you can stand up in it. You can do a lot of different things in it. You don't really have to worry with this kayak about going over, you know.
Okay.
It's, you know, so much. I mean, it can happen, but, you know, it is very stable to fish in.
Now, when we were talking about it earlier, you mentioned that there's a chair in it. It's not really a chair, but it's a seat.
It's a seat. It's a mesh seat, kind of like a camp chair. Basically, it sets higher than most kayaks. It sets up on the kayak, so it's more comfortable to fish in. So you're not sitting down and all crunched up. So it's a real comfortable seat and kayak to fish in. It allows you to, you know, the pedal system is right in front of you, and, you know, you're raised up above that slightly, so it's easy to pedal and maneuver. But it is a fishing machine. This thing you can maneuver. It's great for anybody who wants to do any drift fishing, any trolling.
So
stay on a spot with a pedal drive. It'll just allow you to stay right there, control that thing. And it's amazing how easy it turns and how sharp it turns. So you can, you know, boat control is everything in fishing.
So how many different models and sizes do you have?
We have two models, the Topwater and Predator. The Topwater is a 10.5-foot kayak, designed for that fisherman on the go. The Predator, which is also a pedal drive, that's a 12-foot kayak. More your stand, it looks more like a standard kayak. It doesn't have the flat back. It's got pointed on both ends. It's a heavier kayak designed for larger water.
Okay.
So there's people that go out in the salt water,
right,
fishing, mm-hmm, what have you. And there's
on a
actually
good day,
people
you could
that,
be on Lake Huron, Lake Michigan,
yeah,
Ontario.
Yeah, real popular type of kayak for going out on Lake Michigan if you wanted to troll with a couple of dipsy divers for salmon. You
really?
Know, and you got the pedal drive, that's your
no
drive.
Kidding.
So people are fishing big water with these things. They slice through the big water a little bit better than the top water models designed for more inland lakes. Although it will take some rough water because it's real stable, the predator will slice through the water and you can move a little bit quicker. It's got a heavier hull, so it kind of cuts a little bit better.
So do you have any standard kayaks?
We do not carry any of the standard sport kayaks.
Because everybody sells
all, them. All fishing models. I mean, we're a fishing store, you know, and we wanted to carry something that is designed for fishermen, for boat control, that people can actually fish out of.
So let's talk about boat control, because you said there's a rudder system on these things and a way to control the rudder rather than an arm behind you.
Yeah, yeah. So you have the rudder as... it's got a deployment lever right to your side of your seat, so you can put the rudder in the water. It flips up on the deck of the kayak and then down into the water. And on
That's
the other
so
side,
cool.
yeah. yeah, on the other side, it's easy to deploy. You don't have to worry about
Why
doing
would you
that.
Flip it up?
Pulling it in and out of the water,
yeah,
so it
in
doesn't
and out
hit
of
the bottom.
Water, right, yeah. yeah. So you don't want to get it caught on anything. It will flip up as you if you beached your kayak. It will. It's free
own.
Floating. It'll
okay.
come up on its own.
That's what I was wondering. If,
yeah.
Like if you're going over some rocks, if you're in rivers, sometimes you get into hazards quite easily,
right,
quickly.
Right.
So,
you can take that.
So it won't get you in trouble.
Exactly.
Way.
Or if you're going backwards, you know, if you got out of control, if you're going down a river or something, if you're going backwards, you can pull the rudder up so it doesn't get caught underneath and hit a rock.
Right.
You know, but on the other side, it's got a steering control knob that's very easily controlled with a knob, so you can lock it in place as well. So if you're growing crosswind across a lake and you want to stay in one depth and stay out from the shore a little ways, it'll lock into one place, and you can just, you don't have to mess with the rudder, you can just go.
Wow. So can you tell us kind of price ranges, we could where they start at and what the typical one would go for?
Yeah, the topwater 10.5-foot model in a pedal drive is $1,999, $2,000.
Okay.
$2,800 for a Predator. Okay. Predator's
but the
a
Predator
bigger,
will
heavier.
Take Lake Michigan, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bigger, heavier kayak. It's heavier in all respects as far as the rod holder plates and things like that on
nice.
It. Those are all real heavy duty on that kayak.
So
it's a little bit too big of a kayak for one person to handle in and out of a vehicle.
Right.
You have to have a trailer for it, really, and you have to have somebody help you unload it.
So you could get a do you sell the trailer too?
We do not sell the trailers, but we're looking into a feasible trailer that will carry two kayaks.
I was going to say,
not,
you probably want two of them.
That's not out of this, you know, price-wise, that doesn't cost them a fortune as much as their kayak does.
Right, right. Yep, very cool. So these things are moving, right? You're selling these things.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
lots of guys that are getting these.
Yeah, yeah. There's yeah. kayak tournament trails now that guys are just having a ball with, and, you know, it's all electronic.
So back to the Shoemaker house. You ready for Father's Day, and does your wife have her French maid outfit ready?
No, I'm the last one. Yes, I am ready for Father's Day. My family's going to take me out to the LPGA event on Sunday.
All right. Merle Shoemaker, so great to have you. Alan Bob Sports.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys. Do a good job.
All right, coming up next, the regular guy and what Dad wants to know about that. Stick with us. We'll be back.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't.